Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm a scientist and, by all accounts, a health and fitness nut. So I was looking for something that I thought might give me just a little bit more edge. And I've tried many things, and I'm very strict in terms of my diet, my exercise, my lifestyle. I'm pleasantly surprised, I must admit. I typically, in the winter times, have respiratory issues or colds, and this is the longest period I can remember where I haven't had one. My body is experiencing something that it's never had, and then knowing that the change is because I took Balance of Nature, and it's worth the money. That's all I can say. It's worth the money.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden does not support House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler's push to pack the U.S. Supreme Court. That's according to White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. Someone else not a fan of adding four justices to the Supreme Court, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell.
The left wants a sword dangling over the justices when they weigh the facts in every case. As the Democrat leader threatened just 2 years ago, Democrats want the justices to know that they will, quote, pay the price, end quote, for rulings that Democrats don't like.
Former Vice President Mike Pence is recovering from surgery after getting a pacemaker. Pence's office announcing a pacemaker was implanted after he started experiencing a slow heart rate. The 61-year-old Pence expected to make a full recovery. The Dow gaining 305 points to close at 3435. USA Radio News.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax, I like it too.
Trump is right. Millions are tuning into Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for real news. Some polls give Joe Biden a high job approval, even 60%. Now Newsmax is asking if you agree with that. Do you really approve of Joe Biden, his policies, and $4 trillion in spending? And do you think President Trump did a better job? Let us know. Vote in the Newsmax poll right now. Just text the word NORTH to 39747. That's NORTH to 39747. It takes just a minute. Let America know who you like better, Biden or Trump. Tens of millions are watching Newsmax TV, now on all major cable systems, smart TVs, and OTT platforms. And vote now in the Newsmax poll. Just text the word NORTH to 39747. That's NORTH to 39747. Let your voice be heard and watch Newsmax today.
Gila Bend, Arizona is 75 miles north of the U.S.-Mexico border. Gila Bend Mayor Chris Riggs says cartels have been taking full advantage of Biden's border policies, saying they're running a lot of drugs through his area right now. Riggs also telling Fox News that Border Patrol is dropping off illegal immigrants in his town.
I've never had drops here before, never during the Trump administration, never even during the Obama-Biden administration. I never had drops here. Now I'm seeing Border Patrol bring people here and just drop them off. It's 30 miles to the next town over open desert. You're going to walk people across that desert in 120 degrees, you're going to find a lot of bodies. I don't want to play politics, but this is a crisis, pure and simple.
Retail sales jumped 9.8% in March from the prior month as stimulus money, vaccinations, and reopening spurred a burst in shopping. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The CDC says it needs more time to review the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine. Agency advisors are pausing J&J vaccinations until they know if the vaccine is to blame for severe blood clots that have been reported in several cases. As far as people that have received the J&J vaccine, Dr. Ann Schuchat is the principal director of the CDC.
If you got the vaccine more than 3 weeks ago and you're feeling fine, you know, you really have an extremely low risk and don't need to be concerned. But if you got it more recently, keep an eye out for a severe headache that doesn't go away, bad stomach pain that doesn't go away, difficulty breathing, which is always a sign to let your doctor know or seek medical attention.
Reaction continuing to come in after an announcement on Wednesday was made by President Biden.
President Biden announced Wednesday that all American troops would be leaving Afghanistan by this September 11th. About 2,500 troops are still currently in the country. But the decision has been met with criticism. Admiral James Stavridis led NATO operations in Afghanistan for 4 years, and he tells MSNBC that he would have advised the president against pulling out and hopes the U.S. will continue to fund the Afghan military in their fight against the Taliban.
I don't know if the outcome is going to be better or worse. But I do know, as a military officer, it's never a good idea to tell your opponents, we will be off the field by this date certain.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Would you like to make $60,000 a year or even more? This is Adam with Stewart Awning, and we are currently looking to fill a number of positions from lead awning installers to stucco technicians and project managers. With nearly 30 years building awnings in Southern Utah, we're a family business where you'll be highly valued. We pay top wages in our industry with other incentives and many opportunities to advance. With a new building almost complete, our growth guarantees your opportunity to grow with us. To learn more about the positions we're looking to fill, including lead awning installers, visit stewartawning.com under Now Hiring. This is not a joke, and just the opportunity you've been looking for. To start the greatest job you'll ever have, be at Stewart Awning's office during our hiring event all day next Monday, April 19th, between 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. for a confidential interview or call to schedule an interview anytime during the week. We need to hire 12 great people. So visit stewartawning.com. Your life is about to get a whole lot better. stewartawning.com.
My name's Joe. I like bribing the Ukraine, hair sniffing, and other things. I think, whatever the thing is, where am I? The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Just if I can make an analogy that's not totally appropriate, but to talk about perceptions for a moment. Speak of perceptions and why I think they're so important. President Roosevelt clearly had the right to send to the United States Senate and the United States Congress a proposal to pack the court. It was totally within his right to do that. He violated no law. He was legalistically absolutely correct. But it was a bonehead idea. It was a terrible, terrible mistake to make. And it put in question, for an entire decade, the independence of the most significant body, including the Congress, in my view, the most significant body in this country, the Supreme Court of the United States of America.
Yep, that was vintage Biden, 83. Man, when we say vintage, we got to go back 45 years. Government. Yeah, he's always been on the dole, working for government, that is, working for us. That's where we pay his salary. I know. That was in 1983. Reagan was president. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. How are you today? And so excited for you to be listening in. Go to katedalyradio.com for more on the show. And then, of course, you can email me, kate@katedalyradio.com. I want to address this for just a moment because maybe like a 3 minute lesson on court packing. But Chris Ann Hall, who would normally be on right now, she's actually filming today, so she'll be back next week. But let me just tell you, she wrote a great expose about this and talked about how the Supreme Court was designed to be the weakest part. Okay, and you could, you know, when Biden speaks, he talks about it being the most significant part. That's not true. It's actually the weakest part. So here you go. I want to kind of bring this up for a moment because I think this is really kind of telling. But this comes from Michael Rappaport. And this is something like quick that you could kind of remember that when people ask you about this or people have, you know, all of these statements, I don't know if people realize this. So let me pass this little nugget on to you. He used to think, Michael Rappaport, and this is for 10th Amendment Center, that it was constitutional to pack the court. And then he said he changed his mind. He said, no, not so. He said the Constitution does not simply say that the Congress can add additional justices to the Supreme Court. It doesn't say that they can just add them. Instead, it gives Congress this power through what is called necessary and proper clause. Those two words are really, really important, necessary and proper. The two words together are a check and balance. What might seem necessary also has to be proper. What is proper also has to be necessary. It's its own check and balance. It's a clause. So Congress has the power to make all laws which are necessary and proper for carrying into execution all the powers vested by the Constitution. Okay. And so it could, if while Congress can add positions, it can only do so if it's necessary and proper. And so here is where the issue becomes really interesting. It isn't clear what the original meaning of those two words are, but we do know, you know, we can obviously talk about what those two words mean. But what I wanted to say about this was this. The idea where necessary means end, you know, the means end power can be extremely broad, which would allow Congress to undermine important constitutional principles such as federalism, separation of powers. The word proper was added to require that the necessary authority not violate the spirit of the Constitution. And that's why that is that check and balance. And so he said, you know, in the spirit of the Constitution, you know, the letter of the Constitution refers to the constitutional text. And he said court packing, understood as a law, expanded the number of justices in order to change how the court resolves cases, may violate the spirit of the Constitution. It's not proper. Such a law would not exercise the judicial power and therefore would not violate the letter of the Constitution, because it would be merely adding seats and then allowing appointments to be made to those seats. And it would give control over the decisions of the Supreme Court, because there's an agenda as to why they're packing the court. And that would undermine the purpose and structure of the Constitution's establishment of an independent Supreme Court. It would no longer be independent, right? It would be run completely by agenda. Right now, it's there. We're teetering there because you can see the agenda coming through. You could see it in the last election. But this would substantially make it, you know, even more dependent, not more independent. And so something to kind of keep in mind. I have Investigator Dave with me, and I'm very, very excited to have Investigator Dave with me. We're going to be talking about the, let's talk first about the Johnson and Johnson vaccine. I want to get your take on this. I was listening to Fauci earlier, and I was listening to Jordan sort of just annihilate Fauci. Fauci could hardly answer a question. And then I listened to Thomas Massie go off about the masks and how ridiculous wearing a mask was. And so I want to, this whole thing combined makes me crazy. But Investigator Dave, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Kate.
Sure.
I'm glad to be here.
Investigator Dave has a long track record. He has 25 years in law enforcement, and then also he has so many years of experience as a PI, also history, also a teacher of history. And so I love Dave. Dave has been on the show for years and years and years. And so, okay, let's get your take on Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Why'd they roll it back? I mean, the blood clots are obvious, but do you think something else is going on too?
Oh, something definitely is going on.
Mm-hmm.
If you ask Trump, he'll kind of explain what's going on, too.
Trump, okay.
There's a big thing here going on. Okay, remember that Johnson & Johnson is a newcomer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Pfizer and Moderna, they're the big ones, the mRNA vaccines. They're the ones that are superbly dangerous, and they're causing a lot of trouble, but it's not being reported.
Right, and they're not vaccines. It's not a traditional vaccine. So it's not traditional.
Yeah.
It has no COVID in it. So usually it has the whatever illness inside the vaccine. This one does not. So it's a shot. it's basically an experimental shot. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah. So why is the mainstream news and all the liberals attacking Johnson & Johnson?
Mm-hmm.
And it's covered in all the mainstream news, and they won't cover Pfizer or, you know, Moderna.
Yeah, and AstraZeneca, which has been now banned in Denmark, by the way. Yeah. Feeling cozy. Yeah.
If you go to the Johnson & Johnson site, mm-hmm. just at first, it'll give a little background here. This doctor here, he says, instead of using mRNA, mm-hmm. the Johnson & Johnson vaccine uses a disabled adenovirus to deliver the instructions. Now, you know what adenovirus is.
Mm-hmm.
Adenovirus, it's a latent virus that exists in everybody.
Right.
There's about 50 of them throughout our whole system. It just sits there and does nothing unless it's activated by something. Okay? Mm-hmm. So the Johnson & Johnson vaccine uses a disabled adenovirus to deliver the instructions to the cells. This adenovirus is in no way related to the coronavirus. It's a completely different virus. Although it can deliver the instructions on how to defeat the coronavirus, it cannot replicate in your body and will not give you a viral infection. So what you've got, the adenovirus that Johnson & Johnson uses is based on colds, common colds.
Mm-hmm. Which they've never been able to come to the marketplace with a vaccine for the common cold. It's because there's so many variants and it's just not possible to do. They've been trying for 20 years, right? To do that, but they haven't been able to, right?
Yeah. Okay. But the mRNA, remember, that's a little piece of code that the vaccine delivers to your cells.
Software. They call it the software of life. Code.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It causes it's an instruction manual for immune system teaching it to recognize the virus that causes COVID-19 and attack it. And keep attacking it and never stop, and it just messes up your cells. Okay, Johnson & Johnson doesn't do that. Johnson & Johnson is more of a natural vaccine, according to these people. And being a natural vaccine, all vaccines to me are bad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
But the mRNAs are really bad.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that cannot be turned back. But Johnson & Johnson, now why was Trump pushing Johnson & Johnson? You remember when he was running for office, he kept saying, at the very beginning, he was worried about the autism and the causes of all kinds of viruses.
Right.
And then he started pushing, this vaccine. He needed to because he knew they were coming out with this stuff. So he wanted to circumvent them, I think, the same way Putin did with his Sputnik V vaccine. Okay?
Interesting.
Trump, in most of his talks about vaccines, says, I pushed him and pushed him. You got to congratulate me because Johnson & Johnson is coming out with one, right?
Mm-hmm.
What he's done is he's got a less dangerous vaccine coming out that he's trying to get everybody to take. And it's only one shot, not two.
Or three. Now it's three shots.
Yeah. You're right. They're talking about 6 months to a year. You got to take another third one.
Yeah.
Right? But not with Johnson & Johnson. And so the whole plan, the whole scheme to vaccinate everybody with mRNA, reduce the population, and all that other stuff, it can be intersected at least partially by Johnson & Johnson.
That's interesting.
And so, yeah.
But it's the blood clot. So do you think the blood clots then, the people that have had them, do you think, what do you think about that? What would be causing that?
Six of them out of 6 million people?
Mm-hmm. And so,
you can get that by shooting anything. You're sticking needles in people.
So they're making a bigger deal over Johnson & Johnson to crowd them out so that not only can they profiteer, but also they only want the mRNA software vaccine or shot to go into people. So they want to monopolize the market then on the mRNA. Yeah.
Yeah, and they got not only the markets, not only monetarily, it's socially and physically. They want to kill off a lot of people, okay, and get us
you know,
planned.
When you say
now,
that,
Donald Trump.
Go ahead. Well, when you say that, people don't realize that that Gates comes from even a family that did not like how populated we were even back then, and that he has consistently said in speeches throughout all the years that he wants to see depopulation. He just thinks we have too many people. But go ahead. What about Trump?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, Donald Trump came out with a statement a couple days ago about this, and he said, quote, "The Biden administration did a terrible disservice to people throughout the world by allowing the FDA and the CDC to call a pause in the use of Johnson & Johnson vaccine."
Interesting.
Right? Huh. "The results of this vaccine have been extraordinary, but now its reputation will be permanently challenged.
Wow.
The people who have already taken the vaccine will be up in arms."
Okay.
And perhaps all of this is done for politics or perhaps it's the FDA.
We'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere.
Ready to challenge yourself like never before? Are you ready to get dirty? The Hurricane Mud Run is back and is teaming up with Balance of Nature to give you Southern Utah's largest mud race of the year. Join us Saturday, May 8th. Take on 5 kilometers of mud, water, and over 20 obstacles. Registration is available for all ages, and kids 12 and under run free. Discounts are also available for teams, groups, and runners over 50. Sign up today while spots are still available at HurricaneMudRun.com. Registration includes a free t-shirt, discounts to local businesses from the Enjoy More app, chances to win Balance of Nature products, and much more. Again, to register and for all the dirty details, go to HurricaneMudRun.com.
Would you love a new kitchen or bathroom but don't know how to afford it? Heritage Reverse Mortgage can help you access the money you need for that remodel project. It will transform your home into the home you love. Call Heritage Reverse Mortgage for financing options. We can also connect you with one of our contractor partners who specialize in remodels and will bring your dream to life. Call 435-359-9000 or visit us at heritagereversemortgage.com. NMLS number 1497455. Not all borrowers will qualify.
So many decisions need to be made when you lose a loved one. It can be a stressful time, but choosing and creating a monument doesn't have to be. Monument FX and Hurricane will ensure that your experience in choosing a monument is stress-free from the design process to installation. At Monument FX, they take great pride in creating custom memorials at factory direct pricing. Monument FX also provides cremation markers and pet memorials. For more information and to browse their memorial idea book in the comfort of your own home, go to fxmonument.com. That's fxmonument.com.
When people hear the word InfoWest, they think of dependable, friendly, fast, and reliable internet. Are those the words you would use to describe your internet provider? If not, then how about giving InfoWest a try? Wouldn't it be exciting to get new, fast, and reliable high-speed internet from a local company that cares? I know what you're thinking. The cords, the wires, the tools, the headache. Well, that's another reason why InfoWest is so great. InfoWest professionals will come to your house and install your high-speed internet, making it easy and it won't cost you a dime. That's right. Sign up for InfoWest high-speed internet and get free activation, free installation, and free equipment. A $200 value. Get all this from InfoWest. Heck, InfoWest brought the internet to Southern Utah. And that's why you should trust them for your internet connection. Isn't it time to come home? To InfoWest, the internet people.
This is James over at Garage Doors Only. Did you know that replacing your garage door gives you the most bang for your buck when you're remodeling? Here at Garage Doors Only, we can assist you in picking out a perfectly matched garage door for your home. Do you have an HOA? No problem. Is your house over 10 years old? Not a problem. Come visit our showroom at 689 North Bluff and I will personally help you pick out the best looking energy efficient door for your needs. We team with LiftMaster and Clopay to bring you the best warranties in the business. Schedule your appointment today at 435-868-1200.
I'm Larry Gelwicks, the getaway guru for Columbus Travel and Funjet Vacations. It's double discount days to the sunny beaches of Hawaii and Mexico. First, you get a discount on your air and hotel package. Then we drop your price up to an additional $400. It's a discount on top of a discount. Restrictions apply. Call Columbus Travel, 800-373-3328 or online at columbusvacations.com. Thanks, Columbus.
St. George.com.
Clean the air you're breathing today with an air purification system that will clean molds, allergens, viruses, smells, and disinfect surfaces in your home right from your furnace. Call My Buddy the Plumber for more information today and let My Buddy the Plumber be your number one choice in plumbing repair.
My Buddy the Plumber. My Buddy. My Buddy the Plumber. St. George.com.
Guys, don't wait any longer. Now is the time to take care of that ED problem once and for all. Call Prolong Medical Center right now to get a free consultation and $800 off your treatment. Get your questions answered with a free consultation and $800 off your treatment. Prolong Medical Center of St. George uses shockwave therapy and a custom combination of other treatments to ensure your success. Call now, 435-412-5160. That's 435-412-5160. And get $800 off your treatment for a limited time.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
This will be our last goodbye.
Dave requested the Seekers, and the carnival is over. Dave, I'm going to put this on one of the gayest songs I've ever heard in my life list.
What?
No, it's okay. It's all right. I like it. It's all good. I don't know. I played on a road trip, but it's good. It's good. It's good.
I was in London, and I got to hear them, uh-huh. and their last carnival they ever put together, the last musical they put together in London, uh-huh. where they went back to Australia and disbanded, and they're just great songs.
Well, welcome back. I'm loving having Investigator Dave with me. Uncle Milty joins me. Well, join me tomorrow instead. And I'm just really happy to have Dave. He loves to really look at a lot of sources around the world. And so we usually cover politics around the world when he comes on. We're going to do that today, too. And I also wanted to mention, just go to mypillow.com. And, of course, go to, use the code KATE, K-A-T-E. You're going to get 30% off. The sheets are 2-for-1, and they're the most fabulous Giza cotton you've ever slept on. Make sure, and they're such good quality, like grandma's sheets. Remember those ones, those high quality ones she used to have on the beds that always made you feel so great? That's this kind of sheet. So make sure you get these sheets and towels, all kinds of amazing products. The MyPillow product for sure. If you snore, the blue or green labeled MyPillow are fantastic. Make sure you get these products, put in the code KATE. And then he's starting Frank Speech, which is a new, like a new Facebook. It's amazing, easy to use. Great people are behind it. It's fantastic. And then he's also doing My Store, which is a kind of competing against Amazon. I'm really happy about that, too. So give it up to Mike Lindell. And when you purchase MyPillow, you're actually helping this show. We have partnered up. Mike's being very generous with this show. And then also you get to support Mike in all of his endeavors as well. All right. So finish your little blip on Johnson & Johnson, if you will.
Okay, I'll finish it out. Okay. Anyway, Trump here wrote, this is an official statement by Trump, you know, mm-hmm. and regarding this cancellation, he says the people who've already taken the vaccine will be up in arms, and perhaps all of this was done for politics, or perhaps it's a FDA's love for Pfizer. Mm. The FDA, especially with longtime bureaucrats within, has to be controlled. They should not be able to do such damage for possibly political reasons, or maybe because their friends at Pfizer have suggested it. They'll do things like this to make themselves look important.
Right.
Remember, it was the FDA working with Pfizer who announced some vaccine approval 2 days after the 2020 election. Yeah. They didn't like me very much because I pushed them extremely hard. But if I didn't, you wouldn't have had it for 3 to 5 years. So what he's done is he's brought it in there. And it's attack on Trump, but it's also attack on his efforts to circumvent these mostly super dangerous vaccines mm-hmm. by Bill Gates, Fauci, and everybody else.
Yeah.
So that's why you're going to hear about it in the news, but you're not going to hear anything about the fights or problems.
So true. So true. And by the way, yeah. can I just say, I want to, let me play this. Let me just play a snippet of this really quick for you. This is only a minute and 40 seconds. And this is Fauci and Jordan going at it. Congressman, here we go.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Dr. Fauci, when is the time
Well, in your written statement, you say, now is not the time to pull back on masking, physical distancing, and avoiding congregate settings. When is the time? When do Americans get their freedom back? Can you put your microphone on, please?
Sorry. When we get the level of infection in this country low enough that it is not a really high threat.
What is low enough? Give me a number. What I mean, we had
people
15 days
sick.
To slow the spread turned into 1 year
of
lost liberty. What metrics, what measures, what has to happen before Americans get their freedoms back?
My message, Congressman Jordan, is to get as many people vaccinated as quickly as we possibly can to get the level of infection in this country low that it is no longer a threat.
Now, everybody think about that. Are you walking around? Do you actually feel a threat walking around? How many of your relatives and friends are actually deathly ill in the hospital right now? See? That hasn't really changed this year. So just think about the obvious, right? Think about the obvious. They never built another cemetery, all of these things, right? All these very obvious things. But what is he saying there? His ambition is everybody to get that vaccine. And then he shores it up with, you know, so we can decrease infection. How many people are actually infected walking around ready to die like zombies right now? They're not. So he's pushing the vaccine is what he's doing. All right. I just had to follow that up because it's just amazing that this guy, this little Hitler guy is telling everybody what to do. I'm just like, I'm floored by it. So I had to get that off my chest. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's go to world politics. What's been going on? My gosh.
You know, we have to be able to accept new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The news has really, really been pushing for the last couple of weeks, war. And you know that just recently, just yesterday, that President Biden came out with sanctions on Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
He says that the Russians have been involved in paying for American troops. They've been involved in all kinds of crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He says they've been involved in the SolarWinds hack. The bounties on the U.S. troops. He says that they're massing on the Ukraine for invasion there. He says they've been influencing the United States elections. All kinds of stuff. So his executive order, he just issued today, yesterday actually, he just issued causes financial hardships on the ruble.
Mm-hmm.
That American companies cannot invest in any bonds or stocks that the ruble is financing. In other words, he's trying to hurt Russia financially pretty hard.
Mm-hmm.
He's exiled 35 diplomats from the United States, sent them back to Russia. And he's been really pushing Putin. But I don't know if he really is. With this pullout in Afghanistan, you know what he's doing in Afghanistan, right?
Go ahead and explain it. We talked about it a little bit yesterday, but go ahead.
Yeah, he's pulling all troops. He wants to pull all troops out of Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of people on the left and the right that say, no, the Taliban will come back. Mm-hmm. And it'll turn into a terrible place again the way it was before, just before we invaded.
Mm-hmm.
But who invaded before us? Russia,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And because Reagan sold all those Stinger missiles to the Northern Alliance, now they shot down so many Russian planes that the Russians decided to pull out. Well, Afghanistan represents an awful lot of stuff besides all just the heroin, you know, the opium products.
Sure.
Russia doesn't want us in there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if there's some kind of a agreement between the two. We'll pull out of Afghanistan, and you don't invade the Ukraine.
Right.
I don't know. But it's what I'm looking at right now, because Russia sent up to 90,000 troops down there,
mm-hmm.
and hundreds, if not 1,000, tanks, and everything down there to the Donbas region. And Ukraine really wants to retake the Donbas region because they lost a couple soldiers to the Donbas rebels down there.
Mm-hmm.
If they go invading them, but the trouble with the Donbas is most of them are Russian-speaking. and they're Russians that were sent down there in the 40s and 30s
okay.
of last year, last century. So I don't know all that crazy stuff. But let me tell you what's going on here in China. And I'm going to point it out this way. In 1933, Adolf Hitler was elected a chancellor in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to restore Germany's power in Europe because it was kind of decimated after World War One. And so slowly but surely, he started moving. He built the army, he built the navy as big as he could. And then in March 1936, he went into the Rhineland, which was part of France at the time, and took it over.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the reason he went into the Rhineland is because there's a lot of factories and machinery there. He wanted Germany to have those
okay.
so they could produce more. In March of 1938, he went into Austria. Nobody cared too much.
Mm-hmm.
Austria really wanted to join Germany. And also in 1938, he retook the Sudetenland, the German portions of Czechoslovakia. And everybody said, oh, that's terrible, you're doing that. But nobody wanted to go to war with them.
Okay.
Especially Germany. After World War One, everybody was tired.
Mm-hmm.
And then later in September of 1938, he took all of Czechoslovakia. And everybody watched, but nobody did anything. And then in March of 1939, he retook Memel, which over there in northern Poland.
Okay.
And then finally, in September 1st, 1939, he took half of Poland. Russians took the other half.
Yeah, half of Poland.
Mm-hmm. This attack on Poland finally did it. Everybody watched him as one step by one step by one step by one step. He slowly started taking things over, watched around. Nobody's going to do anything about it. Okay. Then he did the next. Nobody's going to do anything about it. All right, I'll do the next. Look at China. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting the same thing there. You're getting the takeover, not always different countries, but you're getting the Spratly Islands, one step at a time. And then you're sending huge fleets of ships, like 800 ships off the coast of Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
And Philippines screams about it, get them out of here, get them out of here. And he said, well, there's just President Xi's, well, they were blown in there by the winds. Well, they weren't blown in there by the winds. They're doing what's called a cabbage strategy.
Mm-hmm.
You surround a certain island or a certain area with all kinds of ships to prevent anybody from interfering.
I see.
And so now he's doing that to the Philippines. He's doing that to the Vietnam. He's doing that to Singapore, all over the place. And they're trying to keep the Americans out of the South China Sea. And now just recently, last week, he sent, like, what? All these destroyers and planes into Taiwanese airspace. Now, Taiwan claims a certain area. They've got missiles set up. They claim a certain area around their islands that are protected, mm-hmm. internationally protected. But it didn't matter. All of a sudden, she sent a bunch of planes and ships in there, warships,
mm.
and then pulled them out.
Okay, we're going to go to a break. Interesting analysis. We're going to go to break. We'll be right back. More with Investigator Dave okay. today. And don't go anywhere. This is the Kate Daly Show. I'm Kate Daly, the host, and I will love your emails at kate@katedalyradio.com. Make sure you go to katedalyradio.com for all the podcasts of this of the recorded version of this live show. Be right back.
Hi. Hi guys, it's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic in St. George. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction? Are you frustrated because the intimacy in your relationship has diminished? Well, Wasatch Medical Clinic has the answer. We use the most advanced form of acoustic wave therapy, clinically shown by Cambridge, to repair damaged blood vessels and get your blood flowing where you want it, when you want it. We've helped thousands of men get off the pill and restore those younger years in the bedroom, and we can help you too. If you're ready to put a stop to your erectile dysfunction with proven technology, call us right now for an unprecedented offer. We'll give you the initial doctor's exam, assessment, even the blood flow ultrasound, totally free, plus an enhanced gift proven to produce immediate results in the bedroom. You're going to love that. This is a $550 value, totally free to those that call us right now. 435-922-7000. That's 435-922-7000. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now and throw those pills away. 435-922-7000.
Bring your trucks, bring your trailers this week to the demo mattress sell off at the Mattress Store's 4 Southern Utah locations. The mattress protectors are coming off, and it's time to liberate all those clearance, blemished, and close out mattresses. Close out pricing on Tempur-Pedic, Stearns-Foster, and Sealy mattresses. 4 Southern Utah locations, Bluff by Ace Hardware, Washington by Best Buy, Bloomington by the Walmart, and downtown Cedar City next to Lynn's. Nobody beats the Mattress Store. Nobody.
Typically, when you're really good at something, you do more of it. So with 25 years of luxury car maintenance experience, Van Verkstad has 10,000 square feet more at their new location off Washington Dam Road, which means they can do more of what they are good at, like providing the only BMW and Mini repair service featuring dealer-level diagnostics and programming in Southern Utah. And as a Bosch-authorized service center, they can work on more luxury cars. So call Bavarian Werkstatt at 435-275-2314 and schedule your service today. Bavarian Werkstatt, where passion meets performance.
Lionsgate Recovery Center is a proud sponsor of The Kate Daly Show. Lionsgate Recovery believes in a recovery approach that is holistic and comprehensive. At Lionsgate Recovery Center, we are people in recovery, helping people find recovery.
St. George Water Heaters understands the worst thing to come home to is water everywhere. Their superb, well-trained courtesy technician has the proper equipment to get the job done right the first time. And with the same day or at least 24-hour response time, your water heater's problems can be resolved. Protect your investment with a courteous, trustworthy water heater man from St. George Water Heaters. At the same great rates, even if it's late. Call 772-9677 or stgeorgewaterheaters.com. Vetted by Angie's List and Home Advisor.
Southern Utah's premier eye care center, the Zion Eye Institute, understands your vision is precious, and they're dedicated to helping you achieve and keep your best vision possible. At the Zion Eye Institute, their highly trained team of doctors and staff are excited to help you see the world in all its splendor. Zion Eye Institute has specialists to cover every area of eye care and eye surgery. They can provide you with all forms of vision correction surgery from multiple highly skilled and experienced fellowship-trained surgeons. Using advanced techniques individually or in combination with each other, Zion Eye Institute's expert surgeons will customize your treatment and provide the safest and best results for your vision correction. Built on the foundation of patient convenience and satisfaction, the Zion Eye Institute provides everything from routine childhood vision screenings to the most advanced diagnostic and surgical procedures for seniors. Schedule an appointment now at zioneye.com. The Zion Eye Institute, the largest and most comprehensive eye care center in Southern Utah.
Hi, this is John with Copiers for Sale, a division of Steamroller Copies. Did you know that we sell and service copiers, plotters, and more? Our unique business model allows us to offer 30 to 50% savings on your copier lease or purchase. Owning copy stores for almost three decades has taught us distinctive purchasing strategies. With our experience, we will reduce your equipment costs and give you better service. Call me now at 435-862-6000 for a free bid. That's 435-862-6000.
Steamroller Copies!
St. George.com.
Call today for the My Buddy the Plumber St. George special. Get a garbage disposal, faucet, or a toilet installed today for only $199. Call them now for all the St. George specials. And let My Buddy the Plumber be your number one choice in plumbing repair.
My Buddy the Plumber. My Buddy, yeah. My Buddy the Plumber St. George.com.
lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly
Come
Show.
Fly with me. Let's fly. Let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me. Let's fly.
I like Sinatra's music. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. That was a Investigator Dave suggestion. I like that one, Dave. Welcome back. You know, for years I've been giving him a hard time about music, and he takes it like a champ on the show. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Happy to have you, and you can go to katedalyradio.com, and happy to be over at WCGO and in Portland and in Alabama, Utah, all the stations, Missouri over there. Don't never forget about you, but I really appreciate all the support of this show. It's amazing, and we're able to talk about things that a lot of shows can't talk about. So I'm really excited about that. I have Investigator Dave with me today. Uncle Milty joins me tomorrow. And guest Gary Wayne joins us tomorrow as well. And then also, I just wanted to mention real quick, go to Balance of Nature. Just get her done. Go to balanceofnature.com. Get the supplement. It also, it's a wonderful supplement, food supplement, and you should be taking one. And the more shows we end up doing about the food supply, our food supply, and Bill Gates owning the most farmland, it should make you kind of go, wait a minute here. I want to make sure that I'm getting the best fruits and vegetables that I can. And these are dehydrated down into capsules. I don't know the difference. Capsules, caplets. Anyway, they are amazing. Three veggies, three fruits a day, these little capsules, and they've got all the nutrients. And they take the air and water out, and then they give you the nutrients. So it's like eating 31 fruits and vegetables a day. You just can't go wrong. It's amazing. And your body needs it. And in about a week, you'll start to feel a difference, maybe two, but Uncle Milty felt it in about a week. And when he wasn't feeling so good, he actually doubled up on it. And he said instantly he started feeling better. It was just amazing. So please go take Balance of Nature, but put in my name, Kate, as the code. That gives you 35% off and free shipping. I have Investigator Dave. So let me just recap from the last segment of the show. So what you're saying is, and I thought it was a really interesting analysis, you're kind of watching China right now, and you're saying the way China's positioning themselves in the way that they're doing it reminds you of watching, reading about what Hitler did, right? Hitler and the way he went about his power. And so you think that possibly Taiwan may be how China's positioning itself with Taiwan, that this might be the next, what we looked at as Poland, which brought us into World War II. That's, boy, what an analysis. Okay.
Exactly.
Wow.
Sooner or later, the world got fed up with Hitler. And Poland, they finally said, okay, that's, you're not going any further than that.
Mm-hmm.
Are we ever going to do that with China? Because one of the things I didn't even mention, look at Hong Kong. The world was so upset with China pressuring Hong Kong. And Hong Kong was trying to be free. Remember that a couple of years ago?
Oh, well, yeah, and it ended with COVID.
Leave them alone, leave them alone. Mm-hmm. And they were demonstrating millions of them in the streets and all now. Now it's all China. Subtly, but it's China.
Well,
China's running the elections. China's mm-hmm. running who gets elected. China's running it. They moved into just the way that Hitler moved into Austria.
Well, wasn't it, Dave, the COVID measures, the lockdowns that kind of ended them speaking out and protesting, just like the yellow vests? All of a sudden, you didn't see the protesters anymore. They were able to conduct a worldwide lockdown.
Yes. Yeah,
wow.
They were able to do it. And it's not only there. If you remember last week, China moved 5,000 troops into Iran.
Mm-hmm.
They're going in there.
So,
they're moving all over. They're setting up naval bases in Africa.
So what's the relationship? What's the relationship with China and Iran to you? What do you think?
To me right
mm-hmm,
now,
mm-hmm.
China depends on Iranian oil.
Mm-hmm.
They get, what, like 40% of their oil from Iran?
Yes.
They need Iranian oil, and so they want to ensure that. So if you can move your jet planes in there, and they did, and if you can move 5,000 troops and maybe more, you can set up a military base, and they're probably going to set up at least one, maybe more, military bases in Iran. They can put the kibosh on the threats, hopefully the kibosh on the threats from Israel. or at least the Israel and the rest of the world and Saudi Arabia that really hate Iran. So they can, what they're trying to do is simply ensure that they're going to grow and expand. They need it.
Mm-hmm.
They really need it. I don't doubt they're going to attack Singapore and Indonesia where they got a lot of oil down there.
Mm-hmm.
Doubt they're going to attack that. But if they can move into Iran and start getting those ships coming from there.
And this is how they do it.
Yeah.
So I was reminding the audience a little while ago about the document for the Conservation Act that passed in 2014. And the document that basically made it so the government can go in and they can say, oh, hey, we want your family farm. We'll put the name Smith family on it or whatever. And we'll kind of let you know what you can grow, but then you won't have to pay the taxes anymore. You can keep it in the family, but we're going to run it. We're going to tell you what to do. And then this contract is in perpetuity, which isn't legal to do. You can't do forever and ever and ever, right? And then also at the end, it said that the land would go to the United States successor. You know, at the end of the day, if there was a problem, it would go to the successor. And I remember just shivering at that statement. And I asked the audience at that time, and this was 5 years ago, 6 years ago, I said, so who's the successor of the United States? And many people were saying China. Or the UN, or you know, whatever you want to say, but China was one of the first answers that came up. Very interesting.
Yes, well, China is a
scary
problem in that. Definitely scary, a problem in that area.
Yeah,
so they're moving there, and they've got to have that South China Sea. They got so many billion people. What is it?
Mm-hmm.
2 billion now. I forget how many people. But and the expansion that they need, they have to keep it going.
Right.
Otherwise, if you don't keep it expanding and it starts falling apart, you've got problems in China with your own people. You've got disillusion.
Right.
You've got other people that are powerful that want to, you know, just because they're getting their bucks now, but if they don't, they can take over. You can have a lot of internal trouble and problems there. They need that South China Sea. 30% of the world trade goes to that South China Sea.
Mm.
That the South China Sea has 11 billion barrels of oil in there, if they can get it out, and 190 tons, I mean trillion tons, of natural gas. So if they can control that, you know, as themselves and keep everybody else out, then you've got a real problem there with China.
Yeah, they've got 1.4 billion people in China. Wow.
Will people come along? Will nations come along? Is anybody else ever going to come along and say, nope, that's it, it's over, you're not expanding? Because they're not only expanding physically and militarily, they're expanding with all that money monetarily, and they're using that to infiltrate the offices, politicians, of other countries that might stand in their way, including the United States.
Wow.
And we know that the Chinese are heavily involved in manipulating the United States.
Vested
whether
interest.
It's through, as Mike Lindell points out, whether it's through the, you know, voting machines, or as whether it's through, you know, just passing certain bills. For instance, the National Baseball League pulling out of Atlanta and pulling into Denver, Colorado. You know, do you think they did that? Why do you think they did that? Because they have huge contracts with China.
Yeah, it's scary. We've got the greatest country on earth, and if we lose it, there's no place to go. And I can't imagine losing it to China. Can anyone? And I've asked this question on the air too. Who is buying up the real estate on both coasts? Because people are not necessarily flocking there. And word on the street is that many, many Chinese, because they can take the money out without paying the taxes if they buy in a foreign land. And a lot of the real estate is being bought up by the Chinese, which is concerning. It's concerning, you know?
Yeah. It's all step by step by step. It doesn't matter, you know, if it's a political party or whatever it is. They always step by step by step. And you have to step back a ways and watch what's happening and add it up. If you just take each step individually, like we did with Germany, Austria, you know. But if you take each step individually, they're gaining power. Have to look at how it starts to grow.
So,
and it doesn't matter who it is.
So one thing I know for certain after doing this almost a decade is whenever we're blaming this entity over here as being an enemy, it's always the entity not talked about is the actual one. So if there was ever one, it would be the one that they never name, they never talk about, and they never are really talking about the true one. They always like the distraction. And so that would make sense in today's news too, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You have to deceive the people.
Mm-hmm.
You can't say, well, we're marching into Taiwan because we want all that the microchip industry that they have.
Right.
You know, they depend on the semiconductors there in Taiwan. You know, the $380 billion worth of semiconductor industry. 18% of all their imports come from, Taiwan. Mm-hmm. Then they can't go around and say, well, we want to conquer that so we can own it.
Mm-hmm.
No. You have to say, well, it's actually part of China. And Chiang Kai-shek, he was a bad guy, and he should have never set up Taiwan. And Mao Zedong, you know, we all know how he wanted to unite. You've got to do something to make it sound good.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter what it is, you'll make it up. Whether it's we're trying to stop a dictator, we're trying to end slavery, we're trying to do, it doesn't matter. They'll make up reasons
Over here, we're throwing China, Russia out as an enemy, but we're not naming China.
Yeah.
So everybody's playing the distraction game.
China owns too many of our politicians.
Yep.
And too many of our corporations and businesses.
I agree.
And so, and they, you know, what was that movie that came out, you know, that the Red Dawn? Was it Red Dawn where the Chinese invaded us? And they said, no, they talk to our movie industries. And they say, you've got to sound good for us. If you can't do anything bad about us, you know, you can't.
Right.
Because they own too many. They own a lot of money.
They own Pelosi. They own Feinstein. Look at Mitch McConnell. I mean, there's so many that are so in bed there. It's sad to watch.
So many in McConnell. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And now what they've got is they've got Biden as president. Okay, with Trump, you knew what you had. Trump was rescinding a lot of stuff. He was trying to put the clamps on him.
Yeah.
But now that Trump is gone, and believe me, they had a big part of getting rid of Trump. Now that Trump is gone, they got Biden in there. So they feel more free to exercise themselves as far as conquest and takeovers.
Yeah. So basically, they could take over the U.S. without a shooting war. The politicians will let them in the door. They'll never throw any blame this way. They will always shore up and soft sell, you know, China. And the fentanyl supplied from China to Mexico cartels, you know, to create the crime. Well, if the Communist Party owns Pelosi and Newsom and Feinstein and all these other people, which my sources have been saying for a long time, then, you know, that's why they want the border to be open. They have to support the China fentanyl coming through Mexico. And this is why many people really need to speak out more about the border and say we're not having it, especially the citizens on the border, especially the states on the border, right?
Yeah, exactly. That border is a biggie.
Yeah.
But, there's all kinds of reasons they want to push things, those guys coming in. But it's just, there's so many different things. When a country decides it wants to, they have stated that the United States is not the most important nation in the world. We are. They've flat out said it.
Mm.
And they're exercising that
idea. Well, they sure want us pretty bad for a reason. Jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, why not?
Wow.
Why not? So, we've got a lot of resources here that they could use.
Yeah.
The big thing, not only do they want to take over the resources, they just don't want us to interfere with their expansion.
Exactly.
And who would interfere with their expansion right now is Putin.
Right.
So.
Okay. Well, thank you, Investigator Dave. Really appreciate you.
Well, thank you.
I can't believe this hour's over. This hour went really fast today. Too fast. There's so much more information. Really appreciate you, Investigator Dave. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for having me on.
You got it. I'll be right back with government attorney Rob Couch, and we'll be talking a little bit about a true story. And then I want to end with all of the items that we seem to have amnesia over, all the crime that took place in the last 4 years that just kind of, I don't know, no one's even talking about it. No one's going there. Very interesting. It's like it all got swept under the rug. So I'll be back in the next hour. Stay tuned. Be right back. This is The Kate Daly Show.
Hi guys, it's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic in St. George. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction? Are you frustrated because the intimacy in your relationship has diminished? Well, Wasatch Medical Clinic has the answer. We use the most advanced form of acoustic wave therapy, clinically shown by Cambridge, to repair damaged blood vessels and get your blood flowing where you want it, when you want it. We've helped thousands of men get off the pill and restore those younger years in the bedroom, and we can help you too. If you're ready to put a stop to your erectile dysfunction, with proven technology, call us right now for an unprecedented offer. We'll give you the initial doctor's exam, assessment, even the blood flow ultrasound, totally free, plus an enhanced gift proven to produce immediate results in the bedroom. You're going to love that. This is a $550 value, totally free to those that call us right now. 435-922-7000. That's 435-922-7000. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now and throw those pills away. 435-922-7000.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 93.1 FM, Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS, HD4, Leeds.